You've had barbecue shrimp six ways to Sunday, but how about barbecue crawfish? Served over grits, buttery, boldly spicy, just a little bit sweet, it's a signature dish at Back of Town Coffee Parlor. It's also part of an effort to sustain this singular Black-owned community space through the coronavirus crisis, so that it can return to its original purpose, one badly in need now. Back of Town Coffee Parlor was never just about the coffee. Jessica and Alonzo Knox developed their Basin Street Cafe at a crossroads between the Treme neighborhood where they live and the French Quarter and CBD. It was a place for people to meet, talk, brainstorm together. That's something the Knoxes know people are searching for more now, with issues of justice, equality, and change coursing through the community. Back of Town opened in 2017 and was hitting its stride. But after the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel construction site last fall, business slowed. When the pandemic hit, business practically ceased. The answer was to focus on takeout food and delivery in the interim, and it's making a difference. The menu is short, but full of stories. When Jessica was growing up in Mississippi, sweet potatoes cut from the field were a staple of family gatherings. So palm-sized sweet potato pies with crimped, flaky crusts have a place of honor in the Back of Town pastry case. Alonzo is fixated on all things crawfish, which brings us back to that barbecue crawfish, a unique cross between barbecue shrimp and griots and grits. The peppery spice hits just a beat after the first bite. The sauce coats the mouth. A sweet tang ends the progression of flavor. Jessica initially chided her husband that the dish was too spicy, that it might turn off the tourists wandering over from nearby hotels. But for now, with Back of Town serving locals almost exclusively, bold seems like the right play. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.